to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is Brett.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys episode 148.
I can't believe we're almost at 150.
I know, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
This is probably one of the latest shows we've done too, almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, other than our show with Nard and Ray from Beer Podcast at 4 in the morning.
That is true, after driving 24 hours in a row.
Yeah, I can't believe Brett's actually up, dude.
Usually I know.
He's like, my bedtime's at 10:30.
10:30, I'm gone.
Yeah, Brett's is our straight friend who I swear is bi.
And, I am not bi.
And he's pretty cute. Like, we're already buddy-buddy enough to where I probably wouldn't do anything with him.
Yeah.
Unless we were both drunk, which would never happen because I don't drink. But you know what I'm saying. In that slim chance... Yes, I would have to do.
You said you would cuddle with him.
Yeah, he's cuddly. Look at him.
Aww,
you're cute. I know I'm hot, but that's cool.
And his brother's really hot too.
You gotta talk a little louder.
Okay.
His brother's really hot too, but well, Brian's listening to this probably right now.
Yeah, so you better not say anything you regret.
Yeah,
dude, whatever. There's no regret. What I was gonna say was that Brian is more one of those like one night stand fucks rather than like a long term kind of thing. He's hot though. He's hot as hell. But it's like a one time thing.
You know? And this is my brother.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Sure, anytime.
So we were going to do a 1 hour show, but I'm like, you know what? Let's cut it into 2 30-minute shows. So then I can use both the shows in 1 week.
But I doubt it's going to happen. But we'll see.
No, it will happen.
We'll make it happen.
So we have 28 minutes left.
Well, now that we have a countdown, so I don't even know what do we.
Oh, I got some show notes here.
Should I do my poem?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Let's not blow our wad all in one place.
Yeah, I like to spread it sparingly.
Yeah, for real.
And sporadically.
So actually we'll go in the first thing. I was listening to Archer Radio the other day.
Right.
And him and Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon were doing this podcast called Podcast 411. And what they did is they went through all the podcasts that Archer listened to and describes them. And it's very interesting what they said about Foul Monkeys and how you came up, actually, Herb.
Okay.
So we're going to go into that, and this is what they had to say about us. Let's see. Let's turn this up a little bit.
Let me guess. I'm a bitch, and I'm young, and...
You'll be surprised, actually. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, I may still say the link just for a good transition in the next one so we stay on time here.
Okay. Well, the next one is Foul Monkeys. Now, that's with Ricky and Herb, and they've been podcasting for, I believe, 2 years, and their podcast has actually been in transition from time to time because it started out with a group of people like, I don't know, 6 or 8 people just sitting around chit-chatting, and these are all younger people, so a lot of the stuff I didn't really necessarily relate to. But when it's just Herb and Ricky talking, I totally love it because it's almost like you get to hear that banter and camaraderie between two partners, you know.
They're a couple, right?
They are a couple, yes. And Herb lived out in, I believe, Colorado and started chatting Ricky up.
Arizona.
And then they met, and then they literally, Herb moved across country to be with Ricky. So,
The second day was a U-Haul van, eh?
Pretty much. I think it was the third date actually ended up being the U-Haul thing. But again, it's kind of a personal podcast. They do bring up some topics at once in a while. And they do generate some controversy because Herb is very opinionated and likes to...
I got it. Yeah.
It likes to... Every once in a while, something comes up that ticks somebody off and they, you know, generate controversy that way. But
Herb seems to be very... Sort of like a lot of some of my crew has been at times a little bit gay, anti-gay, or somewhat still in the closet a little bit. I don't think he's in the closet, but he does say some controversial stuff from time to time. But I find it fascinating. So,
listen to them then?
Yeah, I listen to them on and off. I listened to the last show and there was a little bit of too much. There was a lot of people talking, so I got It's hard sometimes to do the group shows at work, but Herb's got a sexy voice, if I can say that.
Yes.
So and Ricky's been on your group show, and it's a fascinating little slice of life once again, and you can get that at foulmonkeys.com.
Correct. Now the next show.
So, awesome. Do you want to talk in your sexy voice to Anthony and
well, Archer. Apparently it's sexy all the time. I don't know. Right? You know, I get that a lot. I've always been told I had a radio voice. And my dad does too, like totally. We totally have like the same voice. So
what do you think they have to say when they say you're opinionated? And
well,
Anthony thinks it's fascinating, which I was like, wow,
dude, no, that's
cool.
Great. I think I'm more open-minded than people realize. And
I think you're anti-gay sometimes, though.
Well, I think I'm anti-labels because all the gay people out there that seem to represent the rest of us do a terrible job.
Like
the ones on TV.
At Subway today?
Yeah, like I don't even know.
The white guy was cute.
That
he was
guy,
cool.
No,
but
no,
the
no.
black guy?
The black guy could have been the black guy on America's
Next Top
Model. Yeah, it's like, dude, that's fine for you to be individual, but honestly, there's a difference between being yourself and calling attention to it all the time. And then it's like, of course, some media loser was probably like, oh, wow, this guy will make us ratings. This guy will make us money. And so, you know, straight girls and guys who watch America's Next Top Model, which, you know, I don't know any straight guys who watch it, but Brett. But
I watched it with him.
Well, Brett's not straight,
right?
I am straight.
No, but here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, yes, it is up to each person to formulate an opinion that's not totally based on a generalization, like a stereotype, like Will or like from Jack from Will and Grace and things like that. But regardless of how people form their opinions, the only examples of gay people we have on TV should not be Flaming Fags, because that's not me, and that's not Ricky, and that's not lots of gay people that I know.
It's not
a good representation at all, and I think, you know, people get offended by that, but it's like, well, stop being such a fag if you don't like it. Like,
in
you
San
know,
Francisco, I would totally infect you with the HIV.
Well, and what I mean is, you know, people can't just like stop being gay, but it's like, I think some people are like that and they're born that way. I think other people that I've known, and I'm looking at certain people in my head, I'm thinking about specific people, is like, you know, they used to be normal, and then they came out of the closet, and then their hey turned into hey.
Like who? Yeah. Or do you not want to say
like my
names?
Friend Nick?
Oh.
And like just random people that I knew in high school. Like they were fine, and then they got gay.
Oh,
and
these
then
headphones
and
suck. They're like ringing in my
will
ear.
You shut the fuck up? Let me finish what I'm going to say. Thank you.
Oh, and so we're going to get bossy
me,
again.
No, let me finish what I'm going to say.
Interruption.
You asked me a motherfucking question. Don't interrupt me. Don't make me get opinionated and bitchy and dominant again, Ricky.
Oh, no. Wow.
Nobody wants to know what went on last night in our bedroom.
Oh, I bet they do.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is I know you can't turn off the way that you are, but I think some people put on an act because, like I said, I know Jack is a character on television, but the sad thing is it's not a character because people are really like that. And I guarantee you if you woke Jack up at 4 in the morning and he was half asleep, he wouldn't be like, oh my God. He'd be like, hey, you know, he'd be normal because he's not trying to put on an act because he's not ready. He hasn't prepared himself for that front that he puts on. And I think a lot of gay people do that, and that bothers the shit out of me. It's like, dude, don't be fake. You know what I mean? Just be yourself. It's fine. And then again, there are some people who are like that, and that's just how they are, and that's fine. But finding telling the difference between the real ones and the fake ones is a strenuous process, and I find most of them to be really fake.
That's what she said.
It's hard to fit it in.
Well, and my God, it's so tight.
So, ahead, but thank you. Wait, who was Archer? Was Archer the one that said I was fascinating or the other one?
Anthony's the one that says he finds it fascinating. Archer is the school teacher that is usually the one that says, oh, he's young and da 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 da.
The one who I'm going to have to hold down and fuck the shit out of.
Oh, you would because he's totally fucking hot.
Is he?
He's cute.
Wait,
oh,
you
my
gotta,
God.
You got to show me him again.
He's like 5. I think he said today he's 5'9" and weighs like 205 pounds, 210 pounds. He's real cute. So what were you going to say, Brett?
Oh, I was just going to say that before I met you guys, it was like I had a completely different view on gay people because, I mean, I've had gay friends before,
mm-hmm.
but they were extremely flamboyant. And
they had their mouths full when you met them.
Well,
I'm not gay.
I'm just joking.
I know.
We love you.
But, I mean, you guys are like, you're my boys. I mean, I don't know. It's completely different. Like, you completely turned everything around for me.
And I think it's, like, interesting. We won't say your brother's friend.
Yeah.
We won't say his name, but, well, even your brother.
Well, yeah.
So I think that's interesting that they're like, oh, you're cool.
I was surprised by your brother's reaction because he's more, like, he comes off more of, like, a stereotypical bro. But he's not, though. Brian's, like, a lot cooler than that.
Yeah.
So, So that's cool.
But even the friend that is like redneck as could be.
Yeah, he. I would assume that he would have been extremely homophobic.
What the hell,
but he
bro?
Was
yeah.
completely
but he's
cool with you guys.
Yeah.
And we had, I mean, fun.
And see, you know, I just, like, I hope that straight people kind of go out in the world and be like, hey, today I met a really cool guy who just happened to like other guys. You know what I mean? And then I, you know, it's like, I have no problem with people being a stereotype, but it's like, it's to the point where they. It's always the stereotypical ones that represent the ones who aren't stereotypes, and I'm not. I'm
well,
not
those
like
the that. Only ones that are represented on TV, also.
Right, and it's like, dude, I'm not like that, so I'm not going to be happy when someone kind of associates me with that. You know, it's like, dude, that's on me. Don't try to, you know, you don't know me until you know me. So I'm open minded to stuff, but it's just like I don't want to have some label slapped on me just because I'm white, or because I'm 22, or because I'm gay, or because whatever, or because I'm
because I'm fat.
Skinny. Like the other day, and I'm totally gonna talk about this. I'll break into this right now. Since 08 started, I've had to get rid of like.
Okay, can I say one thing first before you start talking about this? Yes. The views of Herb are not expressed by everyone on this show, and if. Something is said, please don't be angry at me. If you are angry, please email me and I will email you back. But I think what we're about to hear is something that I have a different issue with.
And that's fine. And our show is totally open to everything. And like you said, dude, this is not Ricky. This is me talking as usual. And I will say what I need to fucking say. And nobody's going to stop me. And the next time you think about acting rude or disrespectful to me, remember, I have a podcast, bitch, so you're going to hear about it, and so are about 500 other people. So the other day, there's a guy named Joshua Lohr who lives in Texas, and lots of people seem to know him. He's a smart guy. He's a cute guy. He's generally a nice guy, but he's a little bit he's like – I always feel like he's ready to snap all the time, and I know he's had some crazy history or whatever. It's not my business. That's not the point that concerns me. The point that concerns me is that he felt the need to, like, wig out on me for no reason the other day, and as I've said, like, five times this year already, dude, it's the internet. I don't care. I don't know you. Let's be friends and shut the fuck up or get out of my face, basically. So I will not hesitate to drop anybody, like, super fast, and I just snapped my fingers if you couldn't hear it, because... It's the internet, dude. What am I going to gain or lose by knowing or not knowing someone? I only want to know people that are going to make me smile or make me think or bring something pleasant to my day. So the minute that you do something that's like unpleasant and not cool, yes, I completely have the right to get rid of you, just as you do to me. I'm not going to get mad at you for getting rid of me. It's the internet, dude. We can still be friends in real life. I don't care. The difference is... Especially with live journal. It's like, don't come on my journal and tell me something, some kind of bullshit. Even if you're JK or wink face, it still doesn't... You know, if you say something rude and then you JK it or you do the smiley wink face, that doesn't take back what you said. You can't hide behind that shit in real life. Like, hey, you're an asshole. Wink! If you did that in real life, somebody would fucking chew you. At least where I'm from. But that's just me. I had to get rid of Josh. I had to get rid of Cincy Cub. I had to get rid of a friend of mine named Rob from Indiana. And I had a group.
I thought you were talking to him again.
No, he was an ass the other day. So I was like, click.
Cause y'all are on again and off again, like a battered woman syndrome relationship.
Here's why. He's constantly retarded. And I sometimes fall back into that. Well, I'll give him another chance because I'm a nice guy. And because, you know, I enjoy his company to some extent.
He only beats me because he loves me.
But anyway, so the other day, Josh felt the need to like stereotype me because I'm skinny and I happen to like big guys, and we were just talking about something.
You chasers should die.
Yeah, he was like, wow, all you chasers seem to love to turn things around, because we were like discussing something, but I had no idea what he was talking about. Apparently, he has this good friend of his who I thought that was attractive. So online, I was like, hey, what's up? My name's Herb. You're hot. And he was like, hey, I'm straight, but thank you for the compliment. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Whatever. We talked for like 5 minutes. That was it. Then 3 days later, Josh IMs me, and he's like, basically, he was like upset because I contacted his friend. And it was like, okay. And he started going off on this stuff, and I really couldn't even tell you exactly what he said, because it was like, dude, what are you talking about? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Your friend was hot. Okay. And then he broke it down for me. He's like, okay, number one, don't assume anyone's gay when they're not. And I'm like, I didn't assume. He told me. I was like, cool. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. And he's like, number two, don't act like you know people when, you know, they're a mutual friend of somebody else on LiveJournal. I'm like, dude, I don't know either of you. So there.
That's how you know. That's how you get to know people.
Yeah, like I say I know, like it's a figure of speech. I don't actually know him. But yeah. I'm like, you know, because he was like the guy, the friend was like, oh, how do you know me? And I'm like, oh, well, I know you from Josh's journal. Like I found you through there. And so Josh took that as like a very like, I don't know. Dude, he's weird. So basically I was just like, I tried to block him. And the problem with sidekicks is that like sometimes when you chat on a sidekick on AOL, it like lags the messages from what the person receives on their actual computer because he was on his computer. Mm-hmm. So I blocked him because I was like, dude, whatever, fuck that. And I took him off LiveJournal and everything really quick so I wouldn't have to hear him anymore. And, you know, I got like five more messages after that. So I was like, what the fuck? So I'm like, block. So it was kind of funny, but basically,
I'm fat and I have personal issues and I like to blame other people that are skinny.
Right. And he was like, wow, all cheese. You know, it's just like, dude,
you're
just because I'm
fat people.
Well, see? It's just like, dude, again, take just sense. Because
it's
I'm,
okay, I'm fat.
Well, again, just because I'm skinny and I like big guys does not mean I'm a quote unquote chaser. Just because whatever doesn't mean I'm anything. Just, you know, I don't know how many times I've said it. If you look at my MySpace, it says, you know, what am I looking for? Someone I can care for and inspire, which means friends and whatnot. And, you know, all it says is take me as I am. If you don't like me, that's fine. But don't be surprised if you're gone in 3 seconds because I don't need to know anybody. I have tons of friends. And I don't mean that in a bragging sense. I mean it like I worked my ass off to, you know, change myself as a person when I was 15 because I had no friends and I was like this huge loser. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make friends and I'm going to be cool and I'm going to decide to change. So once I did that, all of a sudden, people started gravitating towards me, and I had friends that I didn't even realize, you know, until it was like, oh, wow, I am cool with these people. So that's kind of built this confidence over the years. And what are you talking about? Take me or leave me. Way to break the mood. No, I'm just joking. So basically, you know, to Cincy Cub and Josh and everybody else, you know, it's fine, dude. Think whatever, that's fine, but I don't need to know any of you, so don't, there is no discussion, there's no argument, you're gone, that's it, bam, there's no discussion, you know, whatever, I didn't like one thing you said, it doesn't matter if I'm being general, it doesn't matter, whatever, it's my journal, it's my internet, it's my podcast, shut the fuck up, if you don't like it, that's fine, but you upset a person who has a podcast, so you're gonna hear about it. You know what I mean?
Again, I would like to say the views expressed by Herb are not the views of everyone on this show.
Dude, that's fine, but put it this way, Ricky.
On a timeline.
No, but listen to me. I'm serious. We don't have a fuck the time limit. It doesn't matter.
No, I want
to just listen to me. Listen to me. The fact that you have to say that. I'm guarantee you, even though you've said that twice now, that someone is gonna contact you and be like,
oh,
God,
yeah.
Ricky. Yeah, but right there, that's like ding, light bulb in the head. You probably shouldn't know that person if they're still willing to cause shit after you gave your own disclaimer. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like if someone is willing to be super, super rude behind a computer screen miles away, then you probably don't want to know him anyway. So it's like I have to ask myself, as Big Fun Drew, one of our listeners, always says, number one, am I ever going to meet this person in real life? Probably not. Does it matter? No. So peace. So with that said, I do appreciate, you know, different kinds of opinions, and I'm not just going to get rid of someone for no reason, but I don't stand for any kind of unnecessary drama, and I never have, and that's why I've never had any drama in my life, in real life or on the internet, and that's my peace.
All right. So now we'll go into, should we do voicemails or should we do,
we should do voicemails.
The poem?
No, do voicemails. I've been talking a lot.
Okay. So here we go. This is our first call.
I am calling from the Nut Bra Testicle Support, company. And, I'm just letting you know that we have selected on a new nut bra model rather than Ricky. We have found a set of testicles that hangs low, that they wobble to and fro. We can tie them in a knot and we can tie them in a bow. So just wanted to let you know that your balls do not pass the hang low nut bra standard. Thank you. And keep it foul.
Dude, I do have to say, was that Big Fatty?
Yes, it is Big
Fatty. Big Fatty has some big-ass balls. Like, they're bigger than Ricky's, for sure. But still, okay, so maybe Ricky's aren't the biggest balls I've ever seen.
Well, I'm
after
just thinking
this.
Maybe they hang so low because he's probably about 30 years older than I am.
Right, and they've had the time to gravitate towards the floor.
Hot.
But okay, put it this way.
He's got some big old eggs.
Your title as biggest balls ever has relinquished as biggest ball ever and evolved into biggest balls that I've ever, you know, been with. So, Big Fatty, I don't think we're going to be together anytime soon, but I appreciate your size.
Well, we are going to be meeting up. I think he's coming down for Gay Days. So, and Ryan's having a party at his house, so we're all going to be up there like podcasters and everything.
Ryan, like Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, Gay Ryan.
The Ryan that I forgot about?
Yeah.
Right.
That tried to wage a war out on you, and he's like, okay, I quit this war because Herb doesn't care.
Dude, yeah, that's cool.
All right, so speaking of Big Fatty, do you want to...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Big Fatty left us a 5-star review on iTunes, like you all should. And we always write little poems about him, and I guess Ricky decided that I'm better at it. I don't know. I just kind of spout shit out. But all right, so Big Fatty, here's your poem. I've never seen so much testicle. It really is quite a spectacle. I swear I saw Judge Doom on your webcam, which, if anybody doesn't know who that is, it's the bad guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Okay. Yeah, I swear I saw Judge Doom on your webcam, but I can't be sure. You get any older, and soon you'll be on Pediasure. I still can't fathom how big your balls are. Add some headlights and tires, and you'll have yourself a trouser car. I'm going nowhere with this, so I guess I'll just stop. I've had enough ballsack. Now show us your cock.
Oh, I don't think he has a problem with that, considering he showed us some ballsack.
Yeah, dude, he got up, and it was like
he stretched him out, and he was like, for real, like. He was like fucking like cranking that
he
shit.
He could hold them all in one fist by the skin and still
make them go around
them in a circle.
What?
Yeah, it was like
yeah.
I know a guy who actually could suck his balls back into his body.
Ew.
Like an elevator.
Gross.
Like a sperm elevator.
Kakapuchi. Yeah.
I never saw that in person. All right, though.
This is the next phone call.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, my name's Casey. I'm calling from Play Shadow. I'm a new listener. I just added you on the Wii. My Wii number is 3028-7013-2843-7146. Look forward to getting to know ya. Bye. Love the show.
Okay, so Casey's a new listener.
From Boise, Idaho?
From, I think he said Boise.
That's
Boise?
Hot, dude. I don't think I'm I know sure. anyone in Idaho
you
ever.
Know, Boise, I bet Idaho boys are hot. Like, I mean, I bet they're like fucking
potato skin
meat
hot.
And potatoes hot. Yeah. So thanks, Casey, for your Wii number. I hope that you don't mind we played that and people might be adding you. We will add you. We just don't have time to write down the number yet. But thank you for being a new listener. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review so Herb can write you a poem.
Well, I'll write a big potato sack filled poem about you. And and if you have Smash Brothers, dude, give us your number for that. By the way, anybody who has Smash Brothers, Where's the case?
I have it right here.
Okay, here's our
Smash Brothers code. Are you ready? Get your pen and pencils. It will be a few seconds. Let me get my iPhone out.
Please
to do this.
Flip over your Scantrons and
here we go. Are you ready? 0001299993955.
Yeah. So if you're
add
on,
us so we can kick your ass.
Add us on Smash Brothers and email us or comments or do our MySpace or whatever you got to do and let us know what yours is so we can add you and kick some ass. It's pretty fun playing online. I mean, it's kind of laggy, but it's probably the best way to play Smash Brothers is with your friends because when you play anonymously, it's like you can't even tell who you're playing at all.
That's what she said. Oh. Yeah,
it's like a glory. It's like actually.
It's like a glory hole.
Yeah, Smash Brothers is like glory hole internet playing because you have no idea what's going on. All you know is it feels good when you kick ass or it doesn't feel good when you get your ass kicked.
All right, so, and speaking of Big Fatty, he suggested a podcast to me, and it's called the President's Weekly Radio Address, the official parody, and I've listened to some of these,
like
and Lil they're
Bush.
Pretty fucking funny.
Really?
So he suggests this to me, and I want to play one of them, because they're only like a minute and 12 seconds or whatever,
cool.
And I want to play one just so people can listen to see what it's like, and go check it out. It's pretty funny. So thank you, Big Fatty, and here is... The weekly address.
We love your balls.
Yeah, and we love your balls.
Even Brett.
This is for March 22nd. Here we go.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush. Good morning. Today I put my strong support behind a legislative effort to put the guns back in our national parks. For too long, Americans have vacationed to our great national parks with their families, enjoying the beauty of nature without a firearm at their side. Once visitors to our cherished and protected forests, mountains, and streams are properly armed, they will be inspired to shoot at things. They will finally be able to stave off rabid elk or stop a chipmunk run amok of the law. Armed park visitors will also be able to protect themselves from other park goers. No longer will families picnic in fear of another family taking their meal at knife point. With a sidearm, you can safeguard your picnic site. Perhaps most importantly, campers will be able to protect themselves against the tyranny of the park ranger who tries to get you to put out your fire. Join me in support of this common sense legislation. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
Dude, that's a complete archive of the president's weekly addresses, visit weeklyradioaddress.com.
That's like so not George Bush. And I mean, I know it's not supposed to be, but it's like you can tell. But he does do a pretty damn good accent.
Sounds like a Spanish George Bush.
Yeah, like a little, or like a speech impediment.
But you know what? It sounds really fucking close.
Yeah,
it is pretty close. It sounds like Lil Bush, like that show on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
Just without the miniaturized effect. Right. You know what I mean?
So we're doing pretty good. We're at 26 minutes and we're getting right in the show. I'm so excited. We actually did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wanted to do a cheer real quick. I want to try it. So. This because I've been listening. All right, I've been listening to We're Mean Because You're Stupid. It's a great fucking podcast, and they're funny as hell,
dude. Really? That
so
one.
I want to do like a cheer. Yeah, I saw
it. It says ceiling cat is watching me. That one's actually pretty funny. All right, go ahead.
I wanted to do a cheer, but I don't want to be real gay, so maybe I won't do it.
Just do it.
No,
you're already gay.
Come on. I don't want to be super gay.
I put my dick in your mouth last
night. I don't want to be judged.
you're gay as it is. Let's go.
I don't want to be judged by you, Herb.
No, don't worry. All we have to do is worry about Josh and Cincy Cub.
Again.
The views expressed by me have nothing to do with anyone else in the entire world, as usual. So just take it from me.
Yeah, I think I'll hold off on the cheer. Maybe if the members of... We're Mean Because You're Stupid, Leave Me Reviews, I'll do a cheer for them instead of a poem.
Cool.
How's that sound? Okay, so I want everyone to visit the website at foulmonkeys.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Join our Frapper Map, our MySpace. What else we have?
Join our sex club. I haven't invented it yet, but when I do, you know.
Give us
cool.
suggestions on our sex club, what it should be a part of. Or what it should consist of.
I have a personal request, though. Request?
Guess what? Request Top Whiteman. Songs on iTunes. Oh, hold on. I'll play it. Talk while I find it.
Is it going to be the one that I'm thinking? The one from the gay club?
You talk while I play it.
No, Danity Kane. They're so bad. They're so bad.
No.
They're like this girl group that like...
I will hunt you down.
Okay, so once again.
You and I touch my body, throw me on the floor.
All right, fade it out. All right, good. See, this is how, you know how I know you're gay? Did I tell everybody? I don't think I made it clear enough. I don't know. We're about to have some new listeners because every person that I meet online, whether they're hot or not, but they, you know, usually are, I always managed to tell them about
one minute.
Okay. And one of the gayest things, like, this is how I know that Ricky's gay. Like, even if I was brainwashed and we were in a relationship, but I didn't realize he was gay, and I woke up one day and had amnesia, you know how I know he was gay, Brett?
How?
I'd be driving in my car with my awesome stereo system that I installed myself. And
45 seconds.
And all of a sudden, Mariah Carey would come on the radio, and the car would stop, the brakes would screech, the tires would, you know, melt to the floor, and we'd be stuck at a stoplight with 15 people behind us, and Ricky shouting in the car, "Oh my God, it's the new Mariah Carey song, stop the fucking car, oh my God, turn it way up." And then I proceeded to crash into people in front of me because I couldn't see what I was doing because it's...
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Thanks.